Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, and welcome to the 60 Second Retail podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. In today's episode, we are taking a closer look at the most recent bankruptcy and store closure data with our guest, Michelle Michaelis. Michelle is going to help us unpack whether the retail industry is in the red from the financial health perspective or not. In the past few years, we've seen quite a few bankruptcy filings by this point in time. But so far in 2025, it's turning out to be a bit of an anomaly and that there's been fewer bankruptcies filings to date. So for our conversation today, we're really going to focus on store closures. Welcome back to our show, Michelle.
Thank you, Natty.
All right. So, Michelle, based on the most recent data we've seen on store closures and given some of the economic variables that may be at play behind the scenes, what do you think this is an indication of?
Well, actually, Natalie, let me take a step back first. To your point about reduction in bankruptcy filings, we've definitely seen a decline in retail and consumer product bankruptcies to date. You know, as of late April, there were 4 retailer filings to date. At the same time, last year, we had seen already 11 out of the total 36 for the year by this point. And in 2023, there had actually been 14 of them. So I think the decline is largely driven by the fact that, you know, retail results on a whole have remained relatively strong through Q1 2025. They're up about 4% versus Q1 2024. And I believe the overall solid retail performance is due in large part to consumers attempting to, you know, jump up and make those purchases before tariffs or other economic forces lead to potential price increases. So a strong start won't necessarily translate, though, now into the rest of the year being as strong. And as far as the furthermore, you know, I believe that this year's bankruptcies to date, though lower in number, have had a bigger impact in some ways than in the prior years. And this leads us back to your comment before. Those bankruptcy filings have had a significant impact on this from the store footprint perspective. Of the 4 bankruptcies that have filed, Forever 21, Joann's, Bargain Hunt, and Liberated Brands, either all of them have closed or stated they are planning on closing all of their stores. As I believe Forever 21 even said that all their closed stores were going to be closed as of May 1st. So that was yesterday. So it seems that those retailers who are in distress, you know, they're now considering filing for bankruptcy with the idea of a full chain liquidation as a likely outcome. And even if they are trying to sell or restructure themselves as part of a toggle approach, ultimately, the results of this type of attitude going in or pre-planning going in is going to result in significant store closures. I mean, those 4 retailers I mentioned have already accounted for over 1,350. I think the store closing and chain liquidation trends are indications that, you know, retailers are trying to pivot into reorganizations to address their, you know, their distressed or failing segments as quickly as they can in light of, you know, uncertainty in the market going forward. But if they haven't started to identify or adjust at this point, the options are going to be extremely limited.
No, I clearly agree. And maybe let's pivot away from the number of stores, but maybe let's take a look at, you know, the store footprint. So our 2025 Retail CFO Outlook survey showed that a lot of retailers are planning to change up their store footprints to adjust for what's coming down the pike. And that could be the number of stores or the size of the store. Do you think that this is really playing a role in what we're seeing currently in the marketplace?
Absolutely. I mean, we know that we hear the number of store closures. CoreSite cited something about 15,000 potentially this year. But, you know, before panic sets in, that's not the net result of the store retail store presence. So we're not looking at necessarily that dramatic of an overall decline in retail stores, as much as there are going to be a good number of offsetting store openings, some of which have already been announced. Overall, multiple retailers are looking to or have announced that they're getting out of certain non-strategic locations, less profitable geographic locations, or oversized stores, so store footprint size. And although the retailers that are outlining their store closures, they've also talked about opening those stores. So, for example, retailers such as Walgreens and CVS, although they said they're expecting to close 100 plus stores, they're opening on much more focused and smaller footprints. They're creating mini stores. Ross Stores, Dollar General, Macy's are all moving out of certain locations, they've stated, and into more targeted growth locations. I think the shift is that at least part of what retailers are doing now is they're looking at their results from a cost structure perspective, their overheads, their margins, determining what is and isn't working from a footprint perspective, in light of the fact that operating margins are expected to contract based on increased cost of goods that really aren't going to be able to be passed on to the consumers.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like it's really just a reevaluation of where these stores are located and the size of the stores. And they're really just preparing for this potential increase in cost. And as you said, they really can't pass along to the consumer. But I think, you know, the bigger question that is going to be out there in the marketplace is how much of these costs can they actually absorb? You know, so for some of the companies that have announced store closures because of liquidity needs, what are some tips that you might have for our listeners to help keeping them in the red?
Well, as we know, retail has always been a volatile industry. So a lot of the things that we say are repetitive over the years, especially in light of the growth of, you know, online sales and things like that. But today's ever-evolving economic environment, between the rising prices, higher unemployment, you know, it's going to make consumers look even more closely at both their needs and their wants, as well as their needs versus their wants. Retailers need to clearly identify or define their target consumers, with consumers tightening their hold on their wallets. Location, size, design, and offerings at stores are going to be of greater interest to consumers for all types of goods. And as a result, those needs need to be paramount to a retailer to retain and grow its base. Adjustments like improving the use of omni-channel markets when available are imperative, especially if they, as consumers, may still want an in-store experience, but they're looking for ease and cost. For some retailers, evaluating their product mix and their staff mix and optimizing inventory, think 80-20, is a necessity to determine what should stay or go in terms of store footprints. Larger stores that are understocked and underserviced are not going to work going forward.
Right. So this is where I ask you to take out your crystal ball and ask you, you know, based on the data and the economic variables and the market fluctuations that we're seeing right now, what do you think is in store, pun intended, for the retail industry in the next quarter or two?
Well, I think the retail industry as a whole is going to feel a strain this year, and that wouldn't be a shock to anyone. It's going to decline at least somewhat across all sectors, with some necessities and discount sales likely remaining more flat in terms of that decline, while other sectors, specifically those subsectors that are more reliant on foreign imports or historically certain tax breaks, for example, may continue to see a sharper decline, and they're going to be hit harder. Overall, it seems clear consumer sentiment is on the decline. Consumer debt continues to rise, as does credit deficiencies. You know, worries of potential recession or the assumption that we're heading into recession and concerns for rising unemployment is on the forefront. So we continue to monitor what's going on with tariffs and the unknown impact of prices across a wide range of goods. But I think retail and the retail industry as a whole will be taking cautious steps forward to try and balance their margins and profitability and hopefully minimize those downward results, whether that's increasing offerings like buy now, pay later, payment in installments, deferred interest, as well as anticipating the drop to consumer spending where people are weighing their options. I think retailers are just going to be a little bit more, they're going to contract a little bit more what they're offering and how they're offering it, again, to target those consumers that are their staple consumers.
Excellent. And remember, you heard it here first. So thank you, Michelle. And thank you to our listeners. If you're following the show already, please add us to your, if you're not following our show already, please add us to your podcast library wherever you listen so you can stay in the know on the rapidly evolving world of retail. And yes, it is rapid. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60-Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60-Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.